twice as sparkly. Mia's family could go back to their old tradition, a picnic on the waterfront with sandwiches and Dad's pyrotechnic brownies with chocolate frosting and red, white, and blue sprinkles. Best of all, Graham would be there. Summer fireworks hadn't been the same without her catching fireflies in a jar and explaining bioluminescence in the insect world. "You awake back there, Mia?"
"Mostly."
Mia unslouched and straightened her messy brown ponytail. She napped her way through half of Massachusetts and most of New Hampshire.
"Good," Dad said.
"Because..." He hesitated a few seconds, then blurted, "I'm in Vermont, and you're not." He looked at her in the rearview mirror, cracking up as they zoomed past the Welcome to Vermont sign.
"Good one, Dad."
When Mia was little, any time the family took a road trip, she'd beg her parents to stop the car right on the border so the front seat and back seats would be in different states. Mom explained you're not allowed to do that on highways, so instead, the crossing the border shout-out had become a Barnes family tradition.
"Never gets old."
Mom rolled her eyes, but she laughed too. Then she passed a pile of day camp brochures to the back seat. "Hey, you forgot these. I grabbed them in case you need to think more about summer plans." Mia hadn't forgotten.
"No thanks."
She tossed the brochure back up front. Mom held up one with a gymnast on the cover. "There's a new gymnastics camp." Mia shook her head.
"I don't want to do gymnastics."
"That's fine." Dad glanced at her in the rearview mirror. "You can make your own decisions about summer activities."
"Great."
At least somebody was on her side. "Provided those activities involve something other than watching reality TV," Mom said.
"Bummer."
Add in some Mountain Dew and Chex Mix, and that had been exactly Mia's plan for the summer. When she got hurt and then had surgery a year ago, she couldn't do anything active for months. So she'd plunked herself down on the couch and watched all 6 seasons of Deal with the Sharks and American Warrior Challenge. When her arm finally healed, the doctor wrote a note saying she could go back to the gym. But by then, both shows had another season out. So she kept watching. "You need to choose 2 activities, Mom said, dropping the brochures in Mia's lap. 1 active and 1 educational. Something for..."
"I know. Something for my body and something for my brain."
Mia sighed. "But I think I build muscle just watching those American Warrior ladies. Have you seen them scale the warped wall?" Mia loved how strong they looked. Like nobody would ever dare mess with them. "And Deal with the Sharks is totally educational." It looked like such a fun show to be on if you had the right invention. Once, in 3rd grade, Mia and her friend Alex had made a robot out of old toaster parts from the free pile after the neighborhood garage sale. It didn't do anything, so it wouldn't have been a good Deal with the Sharks material. But Mia loved thinking up other ideas. Maybe that's why she opened the brochure for Launch Camp for Young Entrepreneurs. "I might try this one. I could learn stuff to help Graham with her cricket farm."
"Sounds great, but I doubt Graham needs much help now that she's retiring," Mom said.
"I'm not so sure about that," Dad said. "Last time we talked, she didn't sound interested in selling the place anymore."
"You're kidding."
Mom left Mia and her brochures alone and turned to Dad. "She had that offer from the man who runs the food processing plant up the street. It was perfect." Dad shrugged.
"She needs to think this through," Mom said.
"Running a cricket farm isn't light work, and with her health failing..." Mia opened a flyer and started reading about knitting camp. Anything was better than thinking about the idea that Graham wouldn't be around forever. She'd had a mild stroke in January, and even though she'd gotten out of the hospital quickly, the doctor said she had to take it easy for a while. That was the only time Mia had ever seen her grumpy. She looked frail, too. That wasn't a word Mia ever would have used to describe her grandmother before, and it had made her so sad. But for the past